Praise God. We thank the Lord that we're going to look right into His Word today. And I got a thought here that will help us in this time that we're living in. Because we are living in some crucial times. We're living in some scary times. Amen. But guess what? God is still on His throne. Amen. And I have a preaching topic here, time of adversity. Amen. Time of adversity. Praise God. And certainly we know that adversity is going to come. As the Bible teaches us, we will have trials and temptation and trouble on every side. It don't matter if you full of the Holy Ghost. It don't matter if you saved and sanctified. We all going to have some trials, and we all going to have some troubles, and we're going all going to have some adversities. But one thing about it, long we got God. Yes. Amen. That's the key factor here, is having the Lord on our side. Praise God. Well, I said it's time of adversities. So get prepared. Praise God. We don't never know. Amen. When adversity is going to come to our doorstep. Amen. We never know when things going to transpire in our lives. But that's why we're warning us right now. It's time of adversities. Amen. Praise God. So we want to say that, amen, you know, this is real. This is life. We see we just see things. Just happened this week. Amen. Things transpiring and amen. Things happening. But we want to let you know that God, He's up high and He look low and He see you and He see me. Amen. And I want to just give a warning here of praise God. We want to make sure we're wrapped up and tied up. Amen. In the Lord. Amen. So whatever happened, come on somebody, it's going to be all right. Praise God. Amen. Praise you the Lord. Amen. And I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord. Praise God. So we want to let you know, amen, about this adversity. Amen. I want to let you know adversity meaning periods of serious difficulties, misfortune, or distress. We are living in challenging times. Praise the Lord. And I say sometimes scary times. But don't get so afraid that you can't live a holy life. The Bible said He did not give us the spirit of fear, but He said He gave us the spirit of power, love, and of a sound mind. Amen. Praise God. So I'm here to encourage you. Amen. That's what I want to do this morning. I don't want to discourage nobody. I'm here to encourage you, let you know that, amen, don't you throw the towel in. Amen. Don't you be a quitter. Amen. Don't you, amen, just stop. Keep pressing. Keep progressing, keep moving, keep pushing, praise God. Yes, we got to, because when the adversity come in our lives, it comes to try to stop us. It try to hinder us. It try to make us quit. But I'm going to tell you, in the fear of the Lord, amen, we will not quit. I believe I cannot just talk for myself. Amen. I know I will not quit. But I do believe I can speak to for us all. We will not quit. Amen. We are winners, and we're going to survive. We're going to make it, praise God, in these adversity times, praise God. So we got to keep pushing, and we got to keep fighting, praise God. Ain't God good in this way, in this place this morning? Amen. I'm glad. He ain't like friends. Friends, sometimes when you need them the most, you can't get them.
Amen. Amen. When you need a favor, sometimes it's not there. But I'm so glad that God ain't that way. Praise God. The Lord will show up and he'll show out. Amen. That's what I see him doing in these last days. Amen. Be encouraged. Praise God. Amen. God got us. God got our backs. Amen. In these trying times. Praise God. But amen. Praise God. How many know the Lord know how to work it out? Huh? Amen. Amen. I said the Lord know how to work it out. So we can say praise God. Can we clap? Praise God for the solution. Ain't God good? Praise God for the remedy. Amen. We ain't lost and undone. Folks seem in this world today, they seem so confused. They just don't know if they're coming or going. But we can be relaxed and we can know that God got this thing. Amen. I don't care what come or what may. Amen. When you're on the Lord's side, he's going to be with you until the end. Praise God. Amen. I'm getting excited now. Amen. Y'all praying for your pastor. I'm getting so excited. The devil trying to take my paper away. Where is it at? Praise God. Ain't God good? Devil, you might as well go about your business. Amen. Devil, you might as well go about your business. Because I'm going to put a knot on your head today. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Fight the devil. He's the one that create the chaos. Amen. Sometimes we point fingers at other folks. Amen. And those fingers need to be pointing at the devil. Amen. He's the one. That's not, sometimes you see people do things and you see that's not their character. That's not their character to act that way. Come on, somebody. That ain't their character to say that. Amen. But that devil, come on, somebody. That old Satan, we got to run him out of here. We got to run him out of your lives. You got to run him out of your church. Come on, get a preaching here. You got to run him out of your home. You got to run him out anywhere he's located. He's not welcome. Quit pulling up a chair and let him sit in it. Amen. And relax and drink a bottle of pop. Come on, somebody. He ain't gonna be relaxed around me. Amen. He got to go. Praise God. I said he got to go. So I thank the Lord. I said, I thank the Lord. Amen. For whatever the Lord allow happen to us. Amen. Through these difficult times. Praise God. But I said now, let's turn now to Psalms. Praise God. Amen. Psalms, the 24th chapter, and see what the words say here. Psalm 24th chapter, to let you know that God is in control. We put our trust in the Lord. We ain't got to worry about nothing. Praise God. All right, Psalm. The Bible said Psalms here, 24, 6 through 10. Let's see what that says. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. Lift up your heads. What are you worried about? What are you concerned about? Yes, adversities are coming, but don't get all down and out. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is that King of glory? It is the Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battles. Lift up your heads, O ye gate. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall what? Come in. Now, who is that King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is that King of glory. So I want to let you know. Amen. Who is that King of glory? It is the Lord. And he ain't no weakling. He ain't no disabled God. He's not a God that cannot perform. But who is that King of glory?
the Lord, strong and mighty. Praise God. In the difficult times, he's strong and mighty. Amen. And the Lord is mighty in battle. Praise God. Ain't God good? So whatever you're facing, dear ones, whatever, amen, troubling you, amen, whatever causing mental illness, amen, what I need you to do is lift up your heads, O ye gate. Ain't God good? The Lord is strong and he is mighty. Amen. He is above all. He's above the doctors. He's above the lawyers. He's above the president. Amen. So many folks feel like they're important above God. But God is the divine. God is the deliverer. God is the battle axe. God is the one that will defend for you in the time of despair. Praise God. So I want to let you know we don't have to worry about nothing because God's going to take care of us. Praise God. And we're going to prove it through the scriptures, not what some theory say or what this book taught me or what I pull up on the internet. But we're going to tell you what the word say. And that's what I stand on. I stand on the word of God. Praise God. How many know there's power in the word? Amen. Amen. How many know there's power in God? Amen. That's who I promote and that's who I boast on. Amen. What God can do. Praise God. And won't he do it? If you don't believe it, let's prove it. Do you remember Brother Job? How many know about Job? Job was a man that went through, amen, disaster. Praise God. But he was a man that kept his integrity and kept his walk with God. Let's turn over here and let's talk about Job. That's where my encouragement comes from this morning. See, we can talk this thing till Jesus comes. The old folks say the proof is in the pudding. Look out, somebody. Amen. The proof is in the word. We want to see what God can do through his people. And if he can do it for Job, he can do it for you and I. Amen. How many know Job wasn't a quitter? Job was a winner. Praise God. Amen. Let's turn to Job, the first chapter. And I want to tell you what made Job so important is he's going to tell us right here in the book of Job, the first through the, amen, third verse. Now listen, it said there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was perfect and upright and one that feared God and eschew evil. And there were born unto him 7 sons, 3 daughters. His substance also was 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels. 500 yokes of oxen and 500 she asses and a very great household, so that this man was the greatest of all the men of the East. Now we're not talking about a po' boy here. We're talking about a millionaire. We're talking about a man that loved God and eschew evil. That's what I want to bring out here. See, first of all, let's start first. Amen. In order for you to maintain your salvation, in order for you to not allow the devil to get you down under these different problems and troubles and despairs and, amen, all in these adversity times, amen, you cannot fight the devil alone. Hello in hell. We need God. And we can have God. Praise God. So Job, so this is why he could maintain. That's why he could make it when those problems and trouble arises. When his, amen, affliction of his body, amen, he was able to prevail. Why? Amen. Ask yourself why? Because the Bible said, whose name was Job, and that man was a perfect and upright. Come on, somebody. Amen. Number one, praise God. If you're taking notes, number one, this is how you pass the test. This is how you maintain your salvation. This is how you keep the victory. This will allow you to weep a while, but joy will come in the morning. Praise God. Amen. You got the first of all, it said here, he was perfect and upright and one that feared God and eschew evil. Praise God. He shunned evil. Ain't God good? Don't think you're going to get nothing from God living raggedy lives, doing anything and everything you want to do, saying anything you want to say. But I tell you, if you want help from the Lord, you got to live a righteous life. You must live a holy life. You must live, amen, as God intended. So I'm so glad that Job, amen, first of all, amen, he was, praise God. He was a man that was perfect and upright and one that feared God, amen. He feared God and eschew evil. And then the Bible teaches us that he had a large family. He had 10 siblings, amen. Praise God. He had 3. It said, and there was born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters, praise God. And he had quite a bit of, amen, livestock, praise God, amen. Amen, ain't the Lord good. So you think the Lord ain't going to take care of him? Amen. We're going to prove through scriptures. And I believe if he can take care of Brother Job, I believe he can take care of Brother Jerry. Ain't the Lord good in this place. I do believe he can take care of Brother Jerry. He can take care of Brother Curtis. Amen. Amen. Brother Daniel, Sister Mary. Come on, somebody. He can take care of us. So we don't have to be all perplexed. We don't have to be all troubled. We don't have to be all wearied and well-doing. Amen. We just know whatever come my way, God will take care of you and I. Ain't the Lord good in here? Praise God. Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen. Now the Lord didn't never tell us that we ain't going to have afflictions and troubles. Yeah, things going to happen. But we got to realize God going to be there for us. All right, somebody get me quickly. 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter. Get it before I get it. You got to be good now. 2 Corinthians. You got it? 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, verse 8 and 9. Look at them. I already got it. Thank y'all. Amen. Y'all. All right. 1 Corinthians. Amen. Excuse me. 2 Corinthians. That's right. 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, verses 8 and 9. What did that say? Amen, church. Is that us? Sometimes you read this, some people say, no, we're saved. We're saved. We ain't troubled on every side. Oh, yes, we are. Amen. We got to realize we're troubled, but God is always there. All right. It said we are troubled on every side, but yet not distressed. We are perplexed. Look out now, but not in despair. Amen. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Look at the Lord. Ain't God good? Ain't that encouraging news? Letting us know, yes, things gonna happen. We gonna be troubled. But I wanna tell you, we may be troubled on every side, but yet not distressed. Or in other words, we ain't got to worry about our troubles. Amen. Because God gonna work a miracle. Amen. We ain't got to worry about what folks say about us. Amen. We don't have to worry about when people call us everything but a child of God. See, we don't have to be distressed. Amen. It said, and we are perplexed. Perplexed mean what? We are troubled. Hello in this place. But not in despair. Yes, the Bible teaches us we gonna be troubled. We may be troubled, but not in despair. What that mean? We not so far out. We not so far lynched that God can reel us back in and be right there for us. Praise God. We not in despair. Amen. Like we don't have no hope. We in despair. No, God will be there for you and I. You may wonder how we make it in these times. Say, amen. These are times. These is how we make it. Because God will stand there with us. Praise God. Cast down. Amen. Some people try to cast you down. But that's all right. But not destroy. You can't destroy me. You may cast me down. Come on here. But you cannot destroy me. Ain't God good? And then it said, always bearing about in the body the dying of our Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our bodies. So long we got the manifested of the Holy Ghost, long we got God within us, we know everything will be all right. Praise God. So I am so thankful, praise God, that we can rely on the Lord. Praise God. I said, praise God. And I thank God. I said, I thank God. Now let's read about our brother Job now. Amen. We all know the book of Job and we know what he went through with, but we're just going to name some things here. Praise God. Amen. You know, he had affliction, praise God, good, that attacked his body, praise God. He had sores from the sole of his feet until the crown of his head. He had boils, sores, praise God. Ain't God good in this place? Amen. And he lost everything he owned. Ain't God good in here? See, you know, the devil, amen, you know, he think he got you. Amen. He take things away. He take things away from you. Ain't God good to just let you have a bad day? Look like every day is just a bad day. Amen. That's how Brother Job was looking. Amen. That affliction attacked his body. Amen. He got down. He lost weight. Praise God. He got down to skin and bone. Ain't God good in here? Sores was, amen, all over his body. Praise God. From the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Praise God. Ain't that something? Amen. This is what you call a bad day. Ain't God good? But I want to tell you, anybody had any bad days out here? Ain't God good? Yes. You might as well raise your hand. Amen. Yes. We all had bad days. But I'm here to tell you, weeping. And come on, church. Weeping and do it for a night. But joy will come in the morning. Amen. Bad days are over. Praise God. You're going to see Job suffer. But he got up. Amen. And he began to say, so to speak, bad days is over. God going to bless me. God gonna turn this thing around. Ain't God good? The devil made a minute for your home. But glory be to God. God gonna work a miracle. Praise God. I said he was sick. He had sores from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. He lost his family. Ain't God good? I hear Sister McDonald said she had just one son. The Bible said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Amen. Our sister said she didn't want to give up that one son, but here Job gave up all his sons, and all his daughters. Praise God. Amen. Gave up his whole family, his 10 children.
praise God, suffering and sick and amen, and don't just feel like you're getting ready to leave out of here. Can you imagine? Sometimes you wonder, we just read there. Now listen, this is a point here. We just read in that first chapter of Job where he said he feared God and he eschew evil. He was a perfect and an upright man. Now why? Can I ask a question? Why? You being so upright. You being so holy and saved. Why are you going through all of this? You ever thought that? You know, people are quick to say, see, that's why you're going through this, because the Lord's trying to show you something. He's trying to chastise you. He's trying, no, amen, he won't try to chastise Job. We as Christians, we're going to have to go through some things. Amen. As I said earlier, the Bible said we will have what? Trials and temptation. And we just read there, where sister just read that, amen, we are distressed. What did it say? What did scripture just read, sister? We're going to be troubled on every side, but not in despair. Things going to happen to us, but the Lord is in the circle. I said the Lord is in the circle. As long as he's in the circle, everything will be all right. Do you remember them young boys, them young teenagers? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Amen. Where were they? In the fiery furnace. Ain't God good in this place? That show you sometime we're going to have to go through some fiery problems and some fiery trials. But I'm so glad when things begin to happen, we can rest assured that God will show up on the scene.
He will. Every time.
Amen. Every time. Do what you want to do to me, O King. But I serve a God that upholds and look low. I serve a God, amen, that's going to take the heat out of the flame. I serve a God that's coming on the scene. Won't he do it? I said, won't he do it? Yes, he will. They looked around, the king did. He started, amen. I'm just kind of paraphrasing here. I can look at him concerned. And he kind of scratched his head. And he said, didn't I throw three men there? I said, didn't I throw three men there? But he looked around. He said, I looked and it looked like there's a fourth man. Come on, somebody. I said, that's my God. That's the one I serve. That's the one that will work a miracle for you. That's the one to let you know you don't have to be down and out. That's the one that will come to your rescue. That's the one that will be with you through the end. Amen. So don't you worry about adversities. God will stand there for you. He will take the bullet. Won't he do it? I said he will take the bullet. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I don't have to worry about nobody trying to harm me or you. As long as you stay in God. Amen. That's the word. And won't he do it? He did it for Job. He did it for the Hebrew boys. Job's coming out of this affliction. Job's coming out of his problem. His pain getting ready to be deleted.
Look at the Lord. Amen. Now, we was naming all the different difficulties that Job went through. Amen. I said he lost his family. He lost his livestock. All that he owned, he lost it all. And he's just sick from the boards all through him, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. He was hurting. Anybody ever had any boards over there? Oh, yes. It hurts. And the Bible said, and even his wife. Now, a lot of times when folks leave you, most of the time your wife would be there trying to say, sweetie, you're going to make it. It's going to be all right. I got you what you need, honey. You know. Now, see, everybody forsook. Even his wife. Amen. She didn't even catch him. She looked at him. He was bought already out. And she looked at him and said, you need to curse God and die. Come on, somebody. Wasn't that cold? That just show you how things are. We, you know, like I said, adversity is going to come. Trouble going to come. Problem going to avail. But don't you get down. You just know God will take care of you. But all through that calamities, all through that sickness that Job had, amen, he did not lose faith, and he did not lose hope. Amen. So I'm here to tell you this morning, in the fear of the Lord, don't you lose hope. Your family might don't treat you right. Your co-workers might don't do you right. Amen. But you keep the faith and know that if God is for you, who can be against you? Also, remember that one can chase 1,000 and two can put 10,000 to flight. We not serving a wimp. We not serving a God that cannot perform. We not serving a disabled God or a handicapped God. We serve a mighty God. We serve a God that's able. And that will help you out in the nick of time. But I'm so glad that Brother Job didn't just throw the towel in. But he kept the faith. He kept his trust and confidence in the Lord. Praise God. Can we do that? I said, can we do that? Job didn't get discouraged. It's three powerful scriptures. He said during all of this transition. And I want you to know, one, he said, and somebody get this. Someone get Job, because I'm going to let you read it, but I'm going to just quote it. Job 19:25. Job didn't get all weeping and crying and worrying about his situation. But you know what Job said? I know my Redeemer lives. Come on, somebody. Ain't God good in here? He said, I know my Redeemer lives. I might be suffering. I might feel, amen, like I'm a castaway. But praise God. In other words, what he said, I know what God can do. Amen. I know God will work this thing out. I know God, amen, will turn this around.
Amen. What a mighty God we serve. Yes. I don't have to scratch my head and wonder. I got to know so salvation. I know my Redeemer lives. Now read that. Who got that scripture? Read.
For I know that my Redeemer liveth.
The word of God said, amen, Job 19:25. I know my Redeemer lives.
And
he shall stand at the latter day
upon the earth.
Praise God, that's good. And guess what? We're in the latter day. Latter day means the last day. So whatever you're facing, you realize that your Redeemer, who is your Redeemer? Jesus Christ. He redeemed us. He keep bring us in a more wealthier place. My Redeemer living. Amen. Wifey, you may talk bad talk to me, but guess what? My Redeemer lives. I may lose all of my livestock, all of my family, but I'm not concerned and I'm not worried because I know. Not something somebody told me. Amen. Not something somebody whispered in my ear. I have experienced this. I know my Redeemer lives. Hello. Do we have any witness in here? Do we know our Redeemer lives? Amen. All right. There was another powerful scripture he used. Let's turn to Job 14:14. Amen. But I will quote it and I'll let you read it. He said, I will wait until my chains come. Come on, somebody. Ain't God good? I'm going to wait on the Lord because I know chains are coming. I'm not going to always be in this condition. I'm not going to always be in this shape. I'm not going to always be in this predicament. Amen. I know I will wait until my chains come. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. How many know it's coming? Yeah. Only thing we got to do is wait. Job know that he ain't going to just be like that forever. He's going to be sick. But the Lord blessed him because he waited until his chains come. Yes. Now someone read that. Who got that one? If a man die,
shall he live again?
Now listen, Job is saying, all the days of my appointed time
will I wait
till my chains come. Praise God. Yeah. Amen. Let us all say chains are coming.
Change is coming.
Amen. Yes, it is. It's coming. Praise God. What are you facing today? What's ailing you? What is your problem? Why you can't get flourishing and get up and going? What's? Amen. You don't have to continue to stay in that shape. Get out of that shape. Amen. Get some new ideals. Make some better choices. Come, a change is coming. Ain't gonna always be down and out like this. Ain't gonna always be sick and, amen, can't make it. Praise God. And then one more powerful scripture that he quoted there. Job 13:15. You know what that say? Job was saying, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Look at the Lord. You may slay me, but I'm going to still trust the Lord. In other words, what he's saying, I'm not going to charge God foolishly. Amen. Do what you want to do to me. Huh? Slay me. Praise God. Though he slay me, I will trust in the Lord. Ain't that great confidence? Isn't that good consolation? Let you know whatever come or go, I'm going to wait for my change. Whatever come or go, I know my Redeemer still lives. And you can do what you want of me. Slay me. I still going to trust the Lord. Ain't that a blessing? Isn't that greatness? Ain't that proof in the pudding? Let you know when things go south in your life, you can always trust in the Lord. Amen. And I like to say everything the devil stole, you know, he stole his family. He stole his livestock. He stole all his cattle. But I want to tell you, everything the devil stole, the Lord can give it back. Look what God would do. The end of this story, or the end of this passage of scripture, let you know that Job got blessed. He got twice more than he had. That's how God works. Sometimes you think you're losing. Sometimes you think you ain't, amen, ain't prospering. Sometimes you think, amen, that things ain't just working just right in my life. All this, you know how Job could imagine, you know, all this time I done wasted with, you know, sickness and problems and trouble. Man, can you imagine how he was feeling? But that waiting was not in vain. But that waiting, God increased him. But that waiting, he got twice as much than he had. Look at, that's how God works. Amen. You look, sometimes you look like you can't make it. But then you keep walking with God. Sometimes it look like everything you got done got missing. Don't you hold your hand up and quit. No, you keep moving. Right. Our last scripture now is taken from Job the 42nd. Read that too, Kendra, Job 42:10. We want to 10 through the 12th verse. Read what that say now.
42:10 through 12. Okay. Let's see. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job.
The Bible said the Lord turned the captivity of Job.
When he prayed for his friend.
Now he's up there needing help himself. But he neglected him, praying for himself. But he prayed for his friends.
Also, the Lord gave Job.
See, when you do right and be kind, amen. The Bible said what, sister?
Also, the Lord gave Job.
Also, the Lord gave Job.
Twice as much as he had.
Look at God, won't he do it?
Yes.
It said twice as much as he had. That's how God works. Sometimes you look at the first stage of your life, it might look like it's just toe up from the flow up, but you stay in the process. You keep your trust in the Lord. Lord going to change that thing. Amen. The Lord took it, allowed his goods to be tucked in, but now the Lord give him not just only what he lost, but he give him twice as much as he had. Read. All right, then came all his brothers
and all his sisters
and all
they that had
And all them
that had been of his acquaintance before.
That's good. Amen.
And did eat bread with him in his house.
Amen. They had a rejoicing time. They did eat bread in his house.
And they bemoaned him.
Amen. What verse are you on?
11.
Okay, go right ahead.
And comforted him all.
And they moaned and comforted him. Yes, all the evil that the Lord has brought upon him.
Every man also gave him a piece of money.
Amen. That's good enough. Piece of money. Yes. And we can go ahead and read on down. But he was truly blessed. Yes. God truly blessed him. Yes. Amen. Yes. Healed his body. Yes. Brought his family back. Yes. Amen. Everything he had was restored. Look at God. So I'm here to say upon conclusion, matter not what you're facing, hang in there. Weeping endure for a night, but joy coming in the morning. Hang in there. Trouble don't last always. Amen. God is on the scene. Put your trust in him anyhow. But see, the devil wants you to see the bad picture. See, the devil paint the bad picture and he act like that's it. That's all you're going to get. But he don't paint that good picture. Because you got to weep a while now. Trouble going to come. But look over here. There's a very pretty picture. But the devil don't want you to see that pretty picture. So let's look to God. And God will prevail.
Amen.